You are Locked On Braves, your daily podcast on the Atlanta Braves, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, boys and girls, you know what time it is. My name is Nubias Woolborn. The name of our key is Locked On Braves on the Locked On Sports Network. And today is May 16th, 2018. It's Wednesday. And the Braves are coming off a tough loss on Tuesday night to the Chicago Cubs to start the home set. And, man, where do we start with that one? I mean, Arodys Vizcaíno blew the save. He allowed two runs in the ninth inning after Ronald Acuña hit a big home run to go up in the game. So we're going to get into that. We're going to talk to several people. We're going to first hear from Brian Snicker, give us a little bit of his post-game press conference, because there was, at the fifth inning, Johan Camargo was thrown out at first. And we're going to talk about that play. Excuse me, he was thrown out at home. We're going to talk about that play. Then from there, we're going to get back into it, talk about Mike Foltynewicz's outing, how he fared, what happened. So we're going to talk to Snick for about 2.5 minutes, hear his thoughts on the game, and see what he had to say as the Atlanta Braves take the loss to take their record to 25-16. This is Nubias Woolborn, Locked On Braves, on the Locked On Sports Network.
Yeah, because, I mean, everybody said he was safe. I mean, that, you know, that happens all the time. But, you know, it'd be nice to have a couple of those challenges, I guess.
You know, what happened in the ninth inning, you know, that happens. A.J. went through his own, got through it. Will you do anything different moving forward with the ninth inning or still use them both as a closer?
Yeah, probably both. I mean, just depends on who's rested more. You know, I think we can, you know, I feel good with, you know, if we wanted to, you know, trying to keep them all somewhat healthy and fresh. I mean, Winkler could probably fit right in that role too. But you know, we have a few options, and you know, this game, that's a pretty good team, and it's you know, happens.
Go hard.
The best. I mean, you know, I mean, the best closers in the league, that right there happens to, and they come right back the next day and get saved.
They really work the counts, don't they?
They're good hitters. I mean, they don't panic in the at bats, and they stay with their plan, and you got to make your pitches.
With Volpe only going up, you know, giving you what he did, how nice is it to have Gohara down there?
Well,
and give you one
that was good. You know, it was good to have a guy like that that can you know, he can go through the next at bat. I mean, he can get you to the pitcher spot in the lineup, and he did a good job of that. He held the game there and gave us a chance.
Pretty good piece to have.
Yeah, it is. No, it's good. Yeah. I thought he was sharper tonight than he was the other day in Miami.
You go back to that first inning, Wash Gannon's like a Schwarber's arm, and it still took a perfect throw.
But took a perfect throw on. You know, I don't think in any of the base running things I would want the guys to do anything different than what they did. It took perfect throws and to on all of them.
And then that carom off the backstop, pretty short backstop, and it gets right to Contreras.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it zagged a little bit, I think. But, you're lucky sometimes. You got to be careful it doesn't come straight back. That's why a lot of time, I think, you know, as a base runner, you got to kind of read it more than just react to the wild pitch, because it has a possibility of coming straight back at him.
Yeah.
Well, folks, my name is Bryce Woolman. That was Brian Snicker talking about the loss. By the way, you're listening to Locked On Braves on the Locked On Sports Network. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating if you're so inclined. Subscribe to the show, because we need subscribers. And when you subscribe, it hits your phone each and every morning live, because we're going to do this thing. For me, I'm recording from the ballpark as right after the Braves lost. Again, my name is Bryce Woolborn. And yeah, it was a tough one for the Braves, man. I mean, Snicker did the best he could to discuss it in a reasonable manner. But you can tell that loss hurt. Because, I mean, you had that big bomb from Ronald Acuña whiffed. I mean, that ball went 423 feet dead center with 105.7 mile per hour exit velocity. But someone else had velocity, Mike Foltynewicz. So we're going to talk to Folty about his outing, where he feels he stood, and what he maybe could have done better. Again, it's the Bias Who Won Locked on Braves. Now we're going to transition to hearing from Mike Foltynewicz.
Every game, it's just when we get there, it's something like not throwing competitive pitches or, you know, wasting pitches to a pitcher. Or, you know, like tonight, we get two outs real quick and then we, you know, walk two guys in a row. And, you know, that happened a couple times, just, you know, waste pitches that are costing me innings. But to get out of battles like that against a team like this, I'm throwing good pitches, you know, at times when needed. And, you know, it's a really good sign for right now at this point.
You really were humping it up there late in the fifth inning, 98-99.
Yeah, I mean, it was getting warmer out there. Arm feels about good. The weight training we've been going in the off season and continuing this year has really been going well for me. And you know, I actually let them know that the body feels good, and I just wish we could, you know, get over that 100 pitches, yeah, maybe into the sixth and seventh. But yeah, body feels good, arm feels good, and you know, we'll keep it going, same routine. And but yeah, it's great to see that I, you know, have that for most of the game, and especially approaching the 100 pitch mark.
Even there,
you know, it makes that obviously that much better. So we'll just keep right where we're at, you know, good game plans when we come in, especially against a hot team like this.
You know, you're going to want to get deeper into games, but when you have a guy like Luis Gajara, who is a starter turned into a reliever, and you know he can come in and eat some innings for you, how much more comfort does that give you when you can't get as deep as you want?
Yeah, it's great. You know, we got a couple guys like that, but especially Luis has been trailing me the last two games, and he just goes out there and, you know, picks up right where he left off in spring training, which is awesome to see. But, yeah, when you have that confidence, knowing that, you know, you're kind of walking little people, you don't have your best stuff in certain situations, that you can turn it over to a guy. You know, he's got 97, 98 on the left side, and can keep us in the game just like he did tonight, which is awesome for him to see. Great to have that. We got a couple of dudes in the pen too, but yeah, it's awesome to know that. Like you said, confidence is right there when stuff like that happens. Focus on fastball command. You know, once we really get that down, like my misses are kind of in the zone instead of, you know, way out of control. But sometimes they're a little uncompetitive. And but for the most part, we're right there, which I really like to see, which is make the guys swing, and you know.
All right, that was Mike Foltynewicz. My name is Nubias Woolborn. I cover the Atlanta Braves for Marietta Daily Journal. Easy for me to say. But Mike Foltynewicz talked about the outing. He went five innings, had three hits, gave up five walks, 10 strikeouts. Man, this man threw a lot of pitches. It literally was 50-50. Threw 107 pitches and had 58 strikes. So he was all over the place, but you know what? It worked. I guess we call that effectively wild. The point is, he got what he needed to get out of that game. And again, he comes in. Then Luis Gajara goes 2 1/3 with 2 strikeouts. You know, Luis Gajara's ERA right now, he's only had two outings. He went 3 in Miami. Oddly enough, after another Foltynewicz start. So maybe they're a tag team here so far. Then Gajara comes back, pitches again in another Foltynewicz outing. This time going 2 1/3, giving the Braves solid innings to keep them in that ball game. After that fifth, takes them on to Dan Winkler, who has been amazing, just to be quite frank. This man has a minuscule 0.98 ERA. He had 2 strikeouts. Pretty clean sheet. Then came the ninth inning, and all things went crazy after the Braves took a big lead off the Ronald Acuna home run. And oh, he had a blast, and good for him to see him kind of get back. Had been struggling over the last 10 games, you know, adjustments made, and I think he'll get better. But nonetheless, the Braves take the L 3-2. And, yeah, I mean, like I said, that one was one, if you're a Braves fan, hurt a little bit. Some bad calls didn't go your way, and you're looking at the Braves where they left 4 on base, and they're able to strand 8 runners for the Cubs. Loser pitcher, of course, was Aroldis Vizcaino. Brandon Morrow gets the save. There was a big crowd, 34,452 announced. Time of that game was 2 hours and 51 minutes. And, you know, for a while, it looked like the Braves are going to have a shot. But while we're here, want to get you over, got a little bit of time to sit down with Jose Bautista, talk to him about his journey with the Braves and how he's adapting to what the Atlanta Braves are doing and how he's helping this team out.
any day you can contribute, you're going to feel good about it. I'm not trying to single that out and say that home run is the only way to have success or that I can only contribute when I hit a home run. You know, it's hopefully when I'm in the lineup, I cause an impact on the bottom line that day, on the result of the game, and I'm glad that I got the opportunity to do so and I was able to contribute.
And on that road trip, you guys go 6-1. What does that say just about this club as you guys continue to kind of gel together and build what seems to be a successful season?
We're playing good. The talent level here is tremendous. These guys just need to stay healthy and continue to go out there and grind games out. Pitching staff has been great as well. So as long as we're clicking on all cylinders like we're doing now, we remain healthy and we continue to play hard. We're going to hopefully continue to get these good results. We're not going to come out here, I don't think anybody in this club is, even though I've only been here for a few days, we're going to come out here and say, you know, that we've accomplished anything yet, but we're looking forward to the challenge. That's the sense that I get from all these guys, and they like to go out here every day and make each other better, so I'm glad I'm a part of the group.
And lastly, you saw something back in April. That's when you and Alex, you guys have always been in touch, but you guys, like, really rekindled that thing to get you here. Is what you saw evident so far when you're now here? Or is it even more valid?
100%. I mean, it's even more, as you put it, I guess, valid. Yeah. It's just when you get to see it with your own eyes, and you get to see the personalities behind it, it makes you even more confident. So I'm glad I picked this team to come play, and I'm fortunate that they gave me the opportunity.
Oh, man. Well, again, this is Bryce Woodburn for Locked On Braves on the Locked On Sports Network. Shout out to David Locke for putting this thing together. Voice of the Utah Jazz. And the honorable man who makes this happen for on the MLB side, Tommy Stokey. Tommy's got some good stuff going on, so shout out to him. Shout out to you guys as listeners. You guys are downloading. You guys are subscribing. Keep on doing it. Keep supporting. Also, we got the site, LockedOnBraves.com. I'm going to start putting videos up there, doing some other things. So we're going to have some fun with this thing as this club continues to go. Unfortunately, they took the loss. Yesterday, now 25-16, heading into Wednesday's action. So we will see how the Atlanta Braves bounce back from, I mean, that was a tough loss, man. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about that L the Braves took. I mean, it just was not the game that it was supposed to be. And you know, look, man, they had chances to win in a lot of different ways, and for whatever reason, the umpires just did not agree with the Atlanta Braves. So, you know, those things happen, and now the beautiful thing about baseball is the Braves get to go right back out on Wednesday and play again, and this is when, you know, you'll look at the pitching staff, and this is Brandon McCarthy, his last two outings. Haven't been so great. Good time for him to have a good outing. Then on Thursday, you'll see Mike Soroka take on John Lester. And we're going to try to get a little bit of time with Soroka to talk to him about facing, you know, somebody who is, quite honestly, one of the better pitchers in baseball in that matchup, and the Braves trusting him. But from there, had a conversation earlier today with Brian Snicker about the Braves' base running, their aggressiveness, and some of those things kind of ended up coming out to play today. So here am I talking to Braves manager Brian Snicker.
I don't know that there is a balance there. I mean, it's a two totally different aspects of the game. Probably it's how you balance it. It's two separate entities in itself. I think they, you know, like I said, they're getting really good information on the bases. They asked me about that the other day after, you know, the meteoric rise and strikeouts.
Right.
What do I think? I said, well, I don't know. Really don't. Because I said, our guys, we're getting better at not striking out on our team.
Well, yeah.
We've got a good job of not swinging at bad pitches and of not striking out, having good at bats and grinding through. So that, you know, that's all been really good. And I think, too, the thing on the base, we're a lot more athletic right now than we were a year ago. We have better athletes on our team. Guys like Freddie Freeman, you can watch him run the base. The other day he scores on a pop-up to shortstop from first base.
Right.
And,
oh, I know.
Yeah, running better. He's, you know, just the fact that, you know, when you can beat out a ground ball, double play, you have the opportunity to score a run if you beat that thing. we've had a lot of routine grounders that the guys have hustled their way into hits. And, you know, if you're getting on base, you got a chance to score. And we've been doing a good job of getting on base and not striking out.
At least the advantage and whatnot.
It's been great for our offense to do that.
That stat was really crazy to me when I think it was Jason Stark's article. He was talking about how high the strikeouts is, like a record. But then you guys don't do it. I mean, is it something you guys talk about, or just?
No, like they talk about, you know, not chasing pitches. The whole approach, I think, has been that. I mean, I'm a believer, you know, if you put the ball in play, you get, something good might happen. You might get on base. You get on base, you got a chance to score. If you don't get on base, you're striking out a lot, you don't have a lot of chance to score. Will it hold? I don't know. You know, I don't know. Hopefully it does. But it's, you know, it's, I'm glad, you know, it's good to see, because guys are having good at bats. They're not, you know, they're fighting through bats. I don't think our goal is to hit the ball in the seats. Our goal is to put a good bat up and square the ball up and hit it hard. It's not that we're not. I don't think our guys aren't up there trying to hit homers. We've hit a whole bunch of homers. I'm out there, we're not trying. We're just trying to put good swings on them. So maybe, you know, who knows how all this trend will be. They asked me about the strike. I said, basically, a lot of times too, in that first month, there's a lot, a whole bunch of bad weather.
Right.
The guys were hitting in too. We didn't. We were just part of a couple of road trips and had some nice home weather to hit in. But a lot of these teams were hitting some really bad weather every day for that first month. So it'll be interesting to see how that, you know, if it continues to hold.
And is this the most fun you've had as a manager so far? I know it's still early. I know it's very still early.
Here, yeah.
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 All right, but once again, this is Bias Wilborn talking to you live, Locked On Braves, getting ready for Wednesday's matchup. So like I said, guys, each and every day, this show will be here 5 days a week, maybe sometimes on weekends, depending on what's going on. I would suspect there'll probably be a couple weekend shows this week, because like I said, the Braves are here. I'll be here getting these interviews, talking to you, taking you inside the mindset of the Atlanta Braves as they continue to chase success. Tough loss today, but the sun comes out tomorrow, hopefully. Hopefully the sun comes out and the Braves will get another chance to see how they fare against these Chicago Cubs. By the way, there are a lot of Cubs fans in the house. I'm kind of disappointed in you Braves fans. Big crowd, but a lot of Cubs fans. So, you know, y'all got to step it up. Step it up. Step up. Show up. Show out. Because this is still a good ball club, and they deserve your support. But for now, this is Nubias Wilborn, Locked On Braves, on the Locked On Sports Network. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Keep downloading. Keep sharing the show with your friends. We need the love. But, like I said, Braves end today. Still in first place. We'll see how that goes from there. Locked On Braves, and we are out.